This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, what a great weekend it was that we could all get out for the first time in so long and do different things. It was, I had an awesome weekend. Oh, yes. You know, it was just one of those, I went to the drive-in cinemas, saw the worst movie of all time, but didn't care because I was out.
That doesn't matter because you were out and about.
Yeah, in Coburg.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time I've been to Coburg, but because I've been locked up, I'm just going everywhere.
That's great.
How are you getting about?
On a scooter.
Of course you are.
Well, it's the only way to get around.
How is the scooter gang going?
Well, the scooter gang's going good, but I like to think that we're really cool, but we've all got rubber ducky bells. Yellow rubber ducky bells. Mine's got
There's something about the sentence from someone of his genre. Age demographic going, I like to think that we're really cool.
Yeah, no, and but the ducky's got a lady beetle helmet. So I'm really, I sort of look and I think I fly past things and I think, I'm not cool. I'm not cool. But it's good.
And he said, I need to name a scooter.
No, but we're going to do that on a day. We're going to get the joysters to throw it out. That's really good. We're going to name the scooter. But this morning, what we wanted to do is find out from the joysters, what exciting things did you get up to on the weekend? Because that was the first weekend out. Did you try something new? Did you, try something old?
I was accidentally a couple of times a thief and a criminal. I didn't mean.
I wouldn't be talking about this on air.
No, I have to.
I accidentally.
Ooh, by accident.
By accident. Did you accidentally go back and pay them?
No, but a criminal was the other thing. I don't know. I feel like you're going to an ad. You look like you're ready to go to a song.
No, I'm just going to throw it out to the joysters yet again. What exciting things did you get onto? 0427 Joy 949, honourofjoy.org.au. Did you want to keep going?
No, well, you look like you're going to go.
Go. And we're asking you guys, what did you get up to on the weekend, being the first weekend of no lockdown and, lots of restrictions opening up?
That's right. Sarah said, I went shopping at Southland. Can't believe how excited I was. Bit COVID nervous, but still great to go.
I might have seen Sarah down there, actually.
Did you go as well?
I went as well. Loved it.
I don't know whether I'm excited to go shopping Southland. At a big
especially Southland.
Centre. Yeah, loved it.
I should have. I was down that way all weekend.
Kate sent a message through. She said she went and lay in the botanical gardens and read a book.
Oh, lovely.
I might have seen her down there. I did that.
You're a busy boy.
Wow. He gets around.
And Peter also said, I went to the drive-ins as well. He went and saw The Matrix, which was on, which is what I should have seen, which you were in.
I was in The Matrix.
Yeah. I feel like you haven't got out of The Matrix.
I quite regularly question whether I am in some weird version of The Matrix.
Are you the
fun type?
Well, I want to go back to this story that you were talking about before.
My accidental criminal history of the weekend.
Yes, I don't think we dived into it enough.
No, so we went to the park on Saturday for a drink with our fabulous producer Fiona. Hi, Fee.
Hi, Fee.
And you good people. Mm. And I went and bought a bottle of bubble for a celebration.
Why wouldn't you?
We've all worked hard for the 6 months. And I put it in my shopping bag at one of the supermarkets, and I'm used to doing that because I don't touch the trolleys. Or the thing. So as I walked in the door, I grabbed an avocado and some strawberries because I thought that would be nice for the drink. And then I ended up walking around the supermarket with my hands full of sushi and stuff. For some reason, I didn't put it back in the bag. And then when I went and paid, I actually obviously just in my head just thought the heaviness in the bag was the bottle of bubble.
Oh.
So I walked out of the supermarket with some strawberries and an avocado that I didn't pay for.
Maybe that should be the topic this morning. What have you pinched?
I didn't mean that. And then by the time I realised, I was already in the car and I was like, whatever. And then when we went to the park, I waited for a while and I thought, I better go to the toilet. I don't feel like going to the toilet, but I've got a feeling it's going to be busy at the toilet. And so I walked to the other side of the Royal Botanic Gardens and I stood in the queue for about 2 minutes before I realised I didn't have my mask on. And then I had to stand there for about 30 minutes.
So you're breaking all the rules this weekend.
Wow.
I know what What a rebel.
What a rebel.
Wow.
I don't know what topic to talk about. Did you wear a mask?
No, well, that's the exciting...
Did you pinch stuff?
These are the exciting things I got up to on the weekend.
You just became a thief.
Yes.
Yeah, and a criminal. I didn't even take my phone, so I couldn't call for help. I couldn't look
at
a phone.
Did you steal someone else's?
Yeah.
I should have.
I don't know. What topic do you want to go with?
No, exciting things, not an accidental.
Okay. Tell us your
thievery.
Exciting things, which is now a little bit boring compared to your story.
Hey, Tommy, come and sit with Mummy and watch the election.
Erection? What's the erection, Mummy?
Not erection, Tommy. That's what your father can't achieve. An election is where people vote for someone to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, right. I get it. Mummy, what's with that big orange Oompa Loompa on the telly?
Oh, Tommy, that's the current president of the United States, Donald Trump.
He looks funny. Is he a good man?
Well, not really, Tommy. He lies a lot, and you know how Daddy and I feel about that.
Yeah, lie, lie, a pants on fire. You must always be honest. Mm-hmm. I learned that at Cubs.
Yes, and, well, he's also a racist. Do you know what that means, Tommy?
He's not accepting of different people. Like my friend Eddie, who eats way too much chocolate and does wet farts in assembly.
Oh, well, you're sort of on the right track. And, well, he also grabs ladies on the kitty cats as well.
Oh, no. Do you mean that he'd try and hurt our Fluffy?
Oh, no, Tommy, not that kind of cat. Oh. Actually, I'll explain that one later when you're about 15.
Well, Mummy, who's the other man who looks a bit like Grandad when we said goodbye to him at the funeral parlour?
Oh, that's Joe Biden. He wants to be the next president.
Really? But I thought when you're at that age, you went and joined a bowling club, or as Daddy calls it, God's waiting room. I didn't think you could actually run a country at that age.
Oh, well, quite frankly, neither did we, Tommy.
Mummy, why is that lady next to the old orange man look so sad? I mean, she's hot, but looks so sad.
Well, Tommy, you know how you always wake up screaming from a bad dream?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's living that bad dream, Tommy.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys. It's your one-stop shop for fun and entertainment. It's your one-stop shop for fun and entertainment.
I'm going to tell you a little story about the weekend.
Oh, what's this? I like to try and work out where we're going with the music that you pick.
Can you guess who this is?
Spice Girls. Spice up your life.
Yeah, I had a mate come over for breakfast on Sunday and I said, listen, I'm going to make you some scrambled eggs.
Was he a mate coming over
for
breakfast?
No, just a mate. He said to me, have you got any turmeric?
Turmeric, yes.
Turmeric? Any chili flakes to put in the eggs. And I went, I don't use a lot of spices at all.
That's an unusual thing for you, yes.
Well, yes, I don't use a lot of them at all. In fact, never, right?
No.
So I went to the cupboard.
Not very gourmet, are you?
No. As I went to the cupboard, as you do, and I had a look in, and I said, oh, I've got some seasoning, spices here. And I took them out of the cupboard and I went, maybe, I can't remember buying these. I'm just have a look at the date. Okay, so this is where it gets...
I can't remember buying them.
This is where it gets interesting. So the chili flakes, which were from Woolworths Select. Remember the Select label?
They still have that, I think.
Do they?
Yes,
I don't think they do. I think
they
changed
it. Okay.
I looked at it and I went, oh, God, that's old. 2012.
Oh, dear.
All right. It gets worse from here because I looked at the chicken salt.
Chicken salt? Who buys chicken salt, mate?
2010.
Oh, hello.
Hang on, I need to find out what's going on here. This can't be right. They're the only two. It's a long time ago, 10 years ago. The Cajun seasoning.
How old's that one?
2002.
18-year-old Cajun seasoning.
That's 18 years ago. The turmeric.
How old's the turmeric?
2001.
You've moved houses in this time.
Yeah. Lot. Yeah. I found another Cajun seasoning. 2000.
So, yeah,
that's 20 years ago.
I obviously liked it at one stage.
But the winner, I might have to pull
this music down.
We have a
delicious spice. And it's aged like a good wine.
The winner of this competition in my pantry, the basil leaves, came in at 1998.
Oh, dear. See, I was going to go with, I'm pretty sure if they've got lids on it, these kinds of spices don't go off, but I'm really not sure about basil leaves, dried basil leaves.
I felt embarrassed and this mate's going, are you kidding me? You've dated people who are younger than that.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about that for you. No, I mean, I've had things, but you're very one day over the use-by date and it's out.
Hang on, this is 22 years over the use-by
date. No, I know, but then I've
been... And you tried to tell me, oh, they're okay, they're spices.
Well, I think that they are. Can someone correct me?
Do
spices go off?
I think they do. They must.
I don't know.
But it made me...
Yeah, but no, you're going to cook them. You don't have spices just, I'm going to open this bottle of spices.
No, I didn't think you did, but if they're saying on the bottle it's a use-by date... 22 years ago.
Yeah, there's a fair indication.
You would think that's probably
22 years ago.
Time to give it up.
Oh.
But it made me wonder, because I'm not alone here. I'm not flying this candle alone of, you know, old spices in the pantry.
No, I'd like to know who else has got some.
Yeah. What's your old
mummified spices
in your spice rack? Wow. Let us know. 0427JOY949, honoradjoy.org.au.
Victoria Beckham's getting on, but she's probably... You know, looking.
Well, she's not the oldest spice in your spice rack, is she?
Spice rack. No, she's looking a little better.
She's got a rack.
Than your Cajun spice, mate. Yuck.
No, it was the basil leaves. 1998. Beat that, people. If anyone's got any spices in their pantry,
go to your cupboard now.
Go to your cupboard now. You've got time. We've got a song. Come back. Send us a message. 0427JOY949 honoradjoy.org.au. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning at 9:09, hitting the top of 15 degrees in town. The beautiful, the delightful
Adele.
Love her.
Love that song.
It's stunning.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Amazing. Hey, it's time for this.
Pets. Playground. With the Murphys.
I find this a little bit disturbing this morning, this story on a Murphy. It's good and bad.
Oh, no.
It's good for the guy, Anton.
Okay.
He's an Australian man who basically one night, he's up in Queensland, in Brisbane. And he lives in a two-story house and he's got a pet parrot.
Good so far.
Well, the parrot, the building actually caught a light.
Oh, this is the bad bit.
And the parrot started calling out and shouting and shaking his cage.
What's his name? No, the guy?
Anton is the guy.
Eric is the parrot. Eric is yelling. You're right. Yeah.
And so Eric woke up Anton and was able to get him to get his stuff and
get out
of the house. Which I applaud, Eric.
Applaud
and well
too.
Done to Anton. Made me think about my own puppy, Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy. If my house caught a light, I'd love to think that he would come up and drag me out of bed and take me down the stairs and out the door. But I feel like he'd just throw a sheet over the balcony and abseil down himself and off he would go.
I feel like he would set the house on fire as a hate crime against
his
name.
He's not that nasty.
I don't think he likes his name.
He loves
his
name.
He's down there with his little paws and a couple of little sticks trying to do the flint. Like, I'm going to bed him tonight.
You just turned that story into something...
I speak to Dawson
vicious.
Regularly and he's not happy with
I can't go home and look
that.
At him the same. And it is Friday, a little fun day.
Fun day.
In the papers this Where did that come from?
Wow.
Yeah. From the depths of my soul.
You're like the mother out of the Partridge Family, aren't you?
Oh, I wish. She looked like she had a cracking time.
I thought you were going to say she had a great-looking rack.
I think I put great-looking and rack all together in Gracken, because I'm not sure what Gracken is.
It's a Gracken.
She did have a good-looking rack.
In the papers this morning.
Do we say rack?
I don't know.
Started saying rack again. I'm not sure whether...
You can call it anything you want.
Can you?
I don't know whether at 7:10 we want to talk about your boobs. All right?
Oh, I like that word, rack. Anyway, move on.
Wow. Are you still at home in bed?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So in the papers this morning, yes, of course, as crazy as what's going on in her head, it's crazy in America still.
Oh, wow. I know.
Still.
Winner of this election.
No.
When does the election finish?
It finished.
They're still counting.
Election day
stuff.
Finished, but the
election day finished, but the counts keep going,
yeah,
and then
long,
they'll end up in court, and there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Like they were saying yesterday, one of the places that's still counting early votes. Last year they had to count like 70,000, and this year because of COVID, they had 1.5 million votes to count. So they're just like, it's going to take a little time.
I think the best thing that's come out of all this is all the memes on Donald Trump lately.
So funny.
There was one with just two thumbs trying to squeeze his face out of skin, like a pimple. And it was like, wait until this thing explodes.
There's another meme actually that I saw, and it's the map of the United States. Because I'm not sure if any of you listeners were watching the broadcast of it the other night, but nobody, it didn't matter what station you looked at, no one seemed to know what was going on. And so there's this meme going around, and it's the map of the United States, and it looks like just, it goes, this is what we know so far, and it looks like just children have just scribbled all over it with crayons.
There's no direction. No nothing's happening. Good news though for Melbourne, buskers will return to the city streets. Up to 20 buskers a day. Well, can you not busk? Because your voice is really grating.
He says to me after doing a show with me for 10 years and being my brother.
Not your talking voice, just your singing voice.
Keep up to 20 saxophone at home.
I'd redo that song because it was a long one and I should have gone to the loo.
The topic this morning is, this all came about because Taylor Swift has been given the rights to re-record the last five albums.
Her first five albums.
Which all the music had been taken off her. There was
her very first five albums with all the classics in it, you know, Romeo and Juliet's on there. I can't wait to hear how she does that again, quite frankly.
Yeah, totally.
Nothing from Tim when you just
no,
nothing.
No, it's just a
like
blank
cold
space.
Air.
I don't know if I need to have it redone. That's the problem.
So rude.
First time
so
was painful enough.
So bitter over there.
That's right.
We're asking you guys, if you had the chance to redo something in your world, what would you do? Actually, it made me realise there was a party that I ran years ago, a New Year's Eve party, and...
Is that when the power went off?
Well, the power went off, but before that, the fireworks, which were meant to be safe, sort of shot across the room and shot into people and whatever.
I was standing there. It was
the big fire swirly thing went round and round and round, singed a mate's hair, and he had to shave it all off. There's many things on that night that
That image as well, I've got, because I was there. And you know when you're in a crisis and something's happened and it's really bad and everyone gasps, but you're with someone who just starts laughing really loudly? I was with someone who did that, and I've just got this image of people going, no, and there's someone just cracking up laughing.
Yeah, it was. I would redo that night.
See why you have a lawyer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I would definitely redo that night. If you want to...
Dean's like Trump. He walks around with a whole team of them.
Murphy. Anna Murphy, every now and again a little animal story comes across our desk.
Don't they? We love the animals.
I love this one. About 40 cows escaped from a farm in Victoria in the last couple of weeks. But one was found in a really weird situation. He'd stumbled into a neighbour's backyard and tried to have a little jump on the trampoline.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And he got stuck in the trampoline.
Yeah. And the cow apparently couldn't get off this trampoline because the surface kept moving. Right. And I was watching the video and it's like they had to rescue it.
Yeah,
but it reminds me very much of a Christmas that I spent at my friends who had young children and they got a trampoline for Christmas. And later in the day, I got on the trampoline.
Oh, dear.
They pretty much had to get a velocipede to get me off. Moving surfaces after many, many,
so you can relate
many
to this.
Frivolities.
You can relate to this,
yeah, can. I thought I've been there, mate.
So did your little hoofs get caught
wait
in the...
for help? Is what you do. You just wait for help.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, 8:20. Anna Murphy.
Yeah.
We don't usually play a lot of interviews back, but when they're popular and
people request them, these people, yes.
Especially when it's Australian, you know, celebrities. Here's one we did with Robert and Bindi Irwin not long ago.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
Joining me now in the Joy studio is Australia's favourite family siblings, Robert and Bindi Irwin. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Hi.
So, Bindi, congratulations on the baby news.
Thanks, Dean. It's stupendously wonderful.
Oh, crikey. It's better than wonderful. It's Tyrannosaurus magical.
Were you surprised or was it a planned baby?
Well, Dean, Chandler and I weren't planning as we were just freshly married and still enjoying running around nude like wild animals at the Australian Zoo after closing time.
Yeah, it's a surprise for all of us, as Bindi's always been afraid of snakes. Well, clearly not.
So everyone's talking about the baby bump updates and the size comparisons with Australian animals that you've been posting, Bindi.
Well, Well, it was just a little bit of fun that has really resonated with so many of the world's people.
My favourite was the comparison with the mountain pygmy possum. Bindi's always been obsessed with the pygmy possum since she dated James Bunyip in Year 9, who Bindi said had a tallywhacker like a pygmy possum tail.
Oh, Robert, you're such a silly Billy. Actually, all the family had a massive giggle at the third ultrasound. It looked like the baby had a really long tongue, and Robert started shouting, "Oh, look at that! Bindi had a wild night in the lizard terrarium."
Jeez, Bindi Boo, I do have a wicked sense of humour.
So any idea about baby names?
Well, if it's a girl, we're going to name it after my favourite funnel web spider, Fanny. Fanny the funnel web. She's so much fun.
And if it's a boy?
Well, Bindi said if it's a boy, she'd name it after my favourite animal.
What's that?
Prick the thorny dragon.
Robert and Bindi, thank you for your time on show.
Bye.
Princess Kate, Melania Trump, Harry and Meghan, and even the bananas in pyjamas. This dynamic duo gets all the big interviews. Well, sort of. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.